Seattle's Congressman for Life is stepping down. Jim McDermott represented Seattle for 14 terms in the United States Congress. That is 26 years. Today, at the age of 79, he announced his retirement. KUOW reporter Josh McNichols is there. Josh, what did he say?
Well, for what, you know, a lot of people remember him for going to Iraq in 2002 and saying that he said George Bush is so eager to go to war that he will mislead the American people to get us into Iraq. And so he got a lot of flack for going to Baghdad. They called him Baghdad Jim. And he said, you know, he doesn't take any pleasure in being right, but somebody has to say that stuff. This district allowed me to do that. He had this reputation of sort of being the person that the press could rely on to say, you know, negative things about the Iraq war or to, you know, say something reliably liberal. So he doesn't regret any of that. He's proud of that legacy.
When we talk about a quarter of a century-long career, we do think of legacy. What more did he say about that? What does that mean to him?
Well, he has a list of things he's done, you know, besides be critical of Iraq. He says he helped reform the foster care situation. He says he helped get money for people living with AIDS. He says he brought home some money for Sound Transit and also did a lot of work on the National Health Plan. But, you know, that's not a long list. But he says, you know, in response to people who may think he hasn't done a lot, he says there's earmarks all over the city. You walk around, he can point out stuff like he got some money for the Northwest African American Museum, or he talked about a bridge that goes through over a street at the Sculpture Park downtown. He says there are earmarks all over this place, and that's because of him.
KUOW reporter Joshua McNichols reporting on today's announcement from Congressman Jim McDermott that he is retiring after 14 terms. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you.
Now let's keep talking about Jim McDermott's legacy. I spoke about it today with Peter Jackson, son of the late U.S. Senator Scoop Jackson. He's a newspaper columnist, writes about current events. He told me that Congressman McDermott has an eclectic background. Before going to Congress, he was a child psychologist. He worked with returning Vietnam vets, and he was a strong lawmaker in the Washington State Legislature.
I think you can make a pretty good argument that that was, I'm going to say, his high point, but where he really thrived. A very well-respected state legislator who got a lot of things done.
His high point. This is before a 26-year term in Congress.
In fairness, it's been tough to get meaningful things done in Congress for a while, especially for members of the Democratic Party. So,
well, what does Jim McDermott see as the main things he got done in Congress?
My assumption is bird-dogging all things health care, which, of course, I guess you can say Obamacare was the culmination of that. And then secondly, on foster care, he is considered a real hero. Advocates for foster care say that it was sort of a watershed piece of legislation.
Well, I'll tell you something that a lot of people can tell you about Jim McDermott. Baghdad Jim. How did that reputation happen?
Well, as you remember, he actually went to Baghdad before the invasion and essentially was expressing skepticism that I think on everything from the weapons of mass destruction to what really got him in hot water was saying, you know, our government might really kind of trick us into believing that there is something here just so we can go to war. Well, he ended up being pretty prescient, wasn't he? I mean, I at the time was kind of rolling my eyes and thinking this is sort of classic left-wing looniness. It couldn't possibly be true. And so he galvanized the anti-war crowd within the district itself. And then he ended up being, you know, right. There weren't weapons of mass destruction. And I think one of the fascinating things with Jim McDermott and his sort of eclectic background, I get the impression that he was radicalized in a way when he had all these returning Vietnam veterans coming and he was actually helping them deal with some trauma. I think he was sort of viscerally anti-war and made that part of his legacy.
Man, talk about, as you said, sticking your neck out. That's not nothing.
That's not nothing. Baghdad Jim, I mean, the subtext was treasonous Jim. But yeah, more power to him. That was something where he was on the right side of history.
And yet, you're saying his overall record for a quarter century in Congress was kind of thin?
Kind of thin, but I think we have to kind of put it in the context of a Republican majority, the kind of the nature of gridlock, the fact that it's just very hard to get meaningful pieces of legislation out. So I think history was not on his side when he was a member of the U.S. Congress. And I think with McDermott, you can look at his legislative legacy on a state level. That was where he really made a difference. And I also think all members of Congress have to do constituent work. And my understanding is that Congressman McDermott was very good at helping the elderly, those who veterans and others who needed help in his district.
Well, even beyond veterans and the elderly, Seattle as a whole seemed to love the guy, sent him to Congress for 20 years. Why was he so popular here?
Well, I think, you know, rhetorically, he was amazing. I mean, he always struck the right notes. He was willing to stick his neck out, which people really appreciate. I think it's interesting with his redistricted district that goes as far north as Edmonds now that, you know, his successor will have to represent kind of a little bit of a different political demographic. It won't just necessarily be the super hardcore Democrats, but suburban independents, people who are not who might feel alienated from politics. And the question we need to ask his successor is, what makes you think that you are going to be able to get more done than Jim McDermott did in this kind of Congress?
Peter Jackson talking there, the son of former U.S. Senator Scoop Jackson. He's a writer, formerly with the Everett Herald, and he's talking about today's big announcement, the retirement of 14-term, 26-year Congressman Jim McDermott. The only person who has declared that he's running for that seat, so far anyway, is the Democratic Washington State Representative Brady Walkinshaw.